Well, as you know, a very important election coming up in Santa Maria. We've got some city council seats on the ballot, but also there's a race for mayor. Four people are running, including the current mayor of Santa Maria, who's joining me in studio today, Alice Patino. And Mayor, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Ben. It's another gorgeous day in Santa Maria.
Absolutely. Well, before we talk about some of the issues, Mayor, we're going to do, if you could tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself, a little bit of background.
Okay. I was born in Los Angeles. For some reason, my mother felt she had to go down and visit some cousins down in the San Fernando Valley. And but then they came back here. My dad was stationed at Camp Cook when he met my mom, and that was a long time ago. And then mom and dad were married for almost 60 years.
Oh, wow.
Until my dad passed. And they knew each other 2 weeks before they got married. So I have one sister. I've lived in so many places all over the world, in Germany, Japan, and we were in Japan when, in Yokohama, Japan, when the Chinese crossed the 38th parallel back in 1950. So immediately we had to come home, and I asked my mom, how long did they take you to pack up to get back home? And she said, about a week. So we came back home, and home was always Santa Maria. And this is where my grandparents lived. My grandparents migrated here from Mexico and settled in here in Santa Maria in 1928. So home was always Santa Maria. So we would live someplace for 2 or 3 years and then come back home. My dad was stationed at Camp Cook several times. So like I said, Santa Maria was always our home. Went to 4 different high schools, but the last high school was the last semester of my senior year. Prior to that, I was up in Anchorage, Alaska. Graduated from Santa Maria High School. Then we moved to Fort Bragg, North Carolina. I was out of high school, worked for about a year, came back to Santa Maria, living with my grandmother, went to Hancock for 2 years, transferred to San Jose State. After that, went to Santa Barbara, worked for General Motors Defense Research Labs, and worked for there for a couple of years, got married, moved to Santa Maria. So I married someone who was born and raised in Santa Maria, sees no need to leave for anything other than hunting and fishing and rodeos. We have 2 sons. Both are in the ag business, and we have 4, and each son has a boy and a girl. And of the 4 grandchildren, 3 have graduated from college. The youngest one is at Texas Tech going to school. And so I ran for city council, and I was on the city council. And then when Larry Lavenito decided he wasn't going to run for mayor, then I said I was going to run. I have worked in my husband's business. It was a family business. I worked in there. Taught school in this. It was a Santa Maria Elementary School District.
At
it wasn't
time.
The Bonita School District.
Yeah.
And was on the high school board for, I think, 9-10 years. And worked in the family business also. And then I decided to run for city council. And so, like I said, I have been mayor of this wonderful city, and I would like to continue to serve as mayor of this wonderful city.
All right. Well, Mayor, we're going to talk about some of the issues. So one is the city budget. So a lot of people probably realize, we've been covering the story as well, that the city budget, we're looking at about a $21 million deficit. So if you're a reelected mayor, how do we go about balancing this budget? You know, how do we deal with a deficit?
Well, we have a $3.3 million that was put in reserves for the insurance. So that was taken away. So we have like 16.7 left in that budget. But I think what people are not seeing and maybe misconstrued is that our LEAF fund, which is our local economic augmentation fund, is what a lot of people are talking about. And then we also had a little that's our rainy day fund.
Sure.
And that was used to balance budgets when we had a shortfall. And then we have another reserve fund. But then our economic stabilization reserve is at $19.8 million. So there is a reserve of $19.8 million. And that's set aside, 25% of your generated budget that's set aside for operating appropriations. And so we don't use that fund unless there's a major event or a disaster, or if our revenues drop more than 5%. So it's the absolute last resort, and that's what we don't want to get into. So our LEAF, the Local Economic Augmentation Fund, we set that ourselves back in 2000, 2001, And I said before, it's used as that gap financing for economic downturns. And we've had those over the years. Mm. 2008 was really bad. Yeah. And so you can't see it, you know, people can't see the chart, but we've gone up and down on our augmentation fund. But this has probably been the worst time, because with COVID, with inflation, with increase of finance, increase of benefits, increase of benefits and payroll, that has gone up. But what's gone down is sales tax and our TOT. Property tax remains the same. And unless a property is sold, and then when it gets back on the market, it can increase 2%, but pretty much stays the same.
But that's why we're in this situation.
And that's why we're here where we are. But people need to remember, when we built the library, $36 million, we saved for that. We got a grant for that, and it was paid for when we walked through the door. When we did our police station, that was another $36 million and 72,000 square feet. That was already bought and paid for when we walked through that door. Our two fire stations, over $2 million apiece, that was already paid for when we walked through the door. Oakley Park, which is on the northwest side of town, probably one of our oldest parks, we spent $2.4 million on that. Our transit center and our parking structure by the library, another $16 million. So we have been spending, saving and spending responsibly. We've had that. And so now we have to, we've never gone back to the people to ask them for more money. So now we're in a situation, we have to look at our options, because we need more revenue. We know that.
Yeah.
So with the downtown specific plan, that's going to be economic growth for the city. Because right now we've got a parking lot basically that isn't generating any revenue and is actually costing us. So that plan is going ahead, and that plan has been in the work for 15, 20 years.
And this is with the Vernon Group then,
yes,
right?
It is.
Okay.
And that was specifically set aside so that we could partner with a private firm to build this. And we did not give anything away. This was our asset matched with their assets, and we're going to have, I think, a beautiful downtown. So we have options that we have to look at. And if we could raise a business license fee as an option, raise a sales tax an option, parking fees. Someone threw in here cannabis, but we don't have any brick and mortar cannabis stores in Santa Maria.
Yeah.
A business improvement district, TOT, utility users tax, downtown redevelopment property tax, and or TOT on vacation rentals. And those, we've never imposed all these extra taxes as the surrounding cities have. So we're going to have to look at all that and get really creative on how we're going to do this.
All right. We are speaking to Santa Maria Mayor Alice Patino about her reelection campaign. And Mayor, anything more to talk about regarding the budget?
That's about it. Stay tuned, because we're going to be looking at this. Some of these taxes are taxes, and this has to be approved by the people of Santa Maria.
Sure.
We can't just go out and raise taxes.
Okay. Let me ask you, as we're talking about the budget, do you feel that public safety is adequately funded, or do we need to make some improvements?
If you look at the budget that we've proposed, we are not cutting public safety. We're not cutting fire. We're not cutting police. And I know I've heard people say that we are cutting. We are not. Because if you look at the budget for 24-25, it's going to be $25.7 million for the fire department. And for the police department, it'll be $54.8 million. And so over the years, we have increased both fire and police in the budget. So it's there in the budget. So what we have to plan for is 24, 25, 26, 27.
Okay.
And we have approved 76 positions in fire, and we have approved, and we now have 71. We have also approved for the budget 140 positions for police, and we have 16 vacancies. In the past, 4 years, we've approved 37 positions in police. So we're waiting for a new group to go through the academy, and we will have new and more police officers out on the street. And I could talk to you about, like, the crime analysis report.
Sure. What is crime like in Santa Maria then?
It may not seem like it's decreased in Santa Maria, but it's decreased by 27%. Mm. So we have a decrease of motor vehicle theft is 65%. Theft in itself is 17%. Burglary, 10%. Rape has decreased by 8% and robbery by 4%. So a lot of this has decreased, and maybe some people don't feel it. I think in an area which is really important, I think, is that we have 131 flock cameras around town.
And what are those?
And those are cameras that can detect license plates on cars, and they can detect any activity that's going around. And businesses are also putting up cameras. So we have about 30 or 40 of those in different businesses. We go to businesses and we educate them on how to protect themselves. And I've been to some of those meetings, and I'm amazed at how, you know, people will be up on rooftops trying to get into businesses from the top. So the criminals try all kinds of maybe opportunities that they have to commit crimes. But I think this is really important. You know, we have that Prop 36 on the ballot.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And that is going to give more teeth to our police officers that Prop 47 took away and should never have been passed.
All right, Mayor, I've got a few minutes left. Quickly on the homeless situation, you know, if reelected mayor, is there anything you would do differently in terms of dealing with the homeless?
The homeless situation is interesting. People say that we aren't doing anything. The city has spent over $200,000, and that's just been on cleanup. The money doesn't come to the city from the state. It comes to the counties. So the county figures out how they're going to do it. So we partner with them. The biggest issue has been the riverbed lately. And we have cleaned up our portion of the riverbed. We have contacted Caltrans. I have contacted them personally myself and have met with them when we have cleaned up around East Main Street. Because that jurisdiction under the bridge going across to San Luis County is Caltrans' jurisdiction. They have to clean up. We cannot do that. And then, you know, if you see the sign right before you go over the bridge, it says San Luis Obispo County. And so a very small portion belongs to San Rea, Santa Barbara County. So we partner with San Luis Obispo County, Santa Barbara County, Flood Control, Caltrans. And then we have nonprofits coming in there. And Good Sam goes with us to help people. So if they're having issues, that we can get them beds, we can get them the resources they need. These are human beings, and we need to deal with them as human beings. So, as I said, quick response also works with us because they're doing the cleanup. And they almost look like they're going in there with hazmat suits because there's a lot of nasty junk in
sure.
the riverbeds.
Yeah.
And we have taken so much out. But we have spent, like I said, over $200,000 for contractors to clean up. And we have the responsibility to clean up our streets in Santa Maria because people are not allowed to camp. We started off with the Boise decision that really didn't give us any options to do much and other than to find housing, find a bed for someone that we had taken off the street. When we did a cleanup on near the railroad tracks near Driscoll's, we took probably around close to 100 people. We offered them the resources. I think 4 people accepted them. We cannot make people accept resources.
Sure.
And if they have to go into shelters, there are rules, and they don't want to do the rules. So that's where we're caught. But, you know, it's not all bad. The county has put in Hope Village with 94 beds. So we are partnering with them on doing many things. And we work well with the county. We can talk to county. And I've talked to the supervisor from San Luis County. And the plan is to have a couple of our police officers patrolling, hopefully paid for by the County of San Luis Obispo, patrolling the riverbed so it doesn't get repopulated.
Sure. Well, Mayor, I've got about a minute left, and really it's up to the voters. Why should voters reelect you Mayor of Santa Maria?
You know, I think I've been very responsive with the voters and with people in Santa Maria. When they have an issue, they can call me. I return the calls. And even the smallest issue that someone might think is a small issue, I really address those issues because I think it's very important to do that. And I don't live in all these areas. I just live in one area. And so we really need to be able to address those issues all the time. I sit on different committees that I don't think anyone else can will be able to sit on because they don't have the time. These committees meet every single, they meet during the day every single month. But I have always, I think I've always been honest with people, and I do not make promises I cannot keep. And when I see opponents of our current city council making promises to give people pay, making promises to do different things that they have don't have the ability to do, I have never sold out Santa Maria. So if someone ever gives me a donation that I think is going to cost, I have given that donation back. I don't see, I love Santa Maria, and I am always going to do what is best for the city of Santa Maria, period.
All right, Mayor, real quick, where would people go if they wanted to find out more about your reelection campaign? Is there anything on social media? Anything?
I have a website, Alice Patino for Mayor.
Okay.
And they can go on there.
Alice Patino is the mayor of Santa Maria running for reelection. Make sure you get those mail-in ballots, fill it out, return them, or vote in person on Election Day, November 5th.
Please get out and vote.
Yep.
Read your ballot. Read all of the propositions. It's very important.
All right. Well, Mayor, thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Ben. Thank you.